in the name of the Melech, Vavasisa Kiyur Nechoshas. We were given in this parsha that we should make the kiyur, which is the basin for the kohen to wash our hands and feet. Near the farish, Dinei Tziva Hashem Yizbarach, Likach Bigdei Kuhuna Shlosha Dvarim. There are three things that they had to take for Bigdei Kuhuna. Zahav, Kesev, and Nechoshas. Gold, silver, and copper. Again, this is totally drash. There are many other ingredients that went into the Big Day Kahuna. I know I picked Zahav, Kesev, Nechoshes. There's also Tcheles, Agaman, Tolat, Shani, Shesh. Okay. In order to go into Kedusha, we need hachna. We need to feel lower. We need to feel that we haven't reached it yet. That's what hachna means. Not a low self-confidence. To feel that I'm great and have great potential inside me, but I didn't accomplish everything yet. Ma'od, you should be shuffle ruach. To what shuffle ruach? Literally a low spirit, but that wouldn't be fair to call it a low spirit. Shavuach, it shouldn't be like, I know exactly what to do, I know all this. Shavuach, to have your eyes open to new things, to learn, to that you're not the best. Well, the Zer Ramaz Osios, and that's the Osios of Zav. Shkol Os, who mispar muat meot shalafanav, the Ramaz la'odam rotsi lichnas al-kadusha, shimajegi chashuva shu remez Zav. Zayin hei bet. Right, how does that work? Dover chashuv tzorch l'shavu gavos gdulos asher tamim kibu. So let me explain that. Zav, right? Zayin
is more than hay, which is more than bet.
Right. Zav, it keeps on going down. Zayin to the hay, to the bet. It keeps on going down too. Zayin to the hay, to the bet. Meaning, in order to be a Buddhist Hashem, we have to understand the Zav. The feeling of to be lower ourselves from our godless that we think that we're at, we're not really at. To lower ourselves from the godless, to lower ourselves from our gaiva that's not even there, and to go down until the hachna, until we realize that we're not so great, we're really the bet, we're not the zayin. Kesev, remez la'avu tshuka bi'avas abo yisbach. Kesev represents our longing for Hashem. K'mod nichsof nichsafti, right? Koach sof noam Shabbos. I long for a year. The osios kesev all the mispar kol os maruba me oso kodemet, right? You take a 20, right? How does that work out? That each one equals the os that's before it. You have kesev 20 and what samech 60. What is that? 80. So that's pay. 80 is pay. Chav samech equals pay. Meaning the longing equals up to the end. The long equals up to the end. If you long and long and long, it equals up. We have to go lamala, lamala, lamala. The chol pama tachlis, the chol tuv avshur, the avdosi yizbarach, adin tachlis. On nechoshes, what does nechoshes represent? Lashon nachash. It's like the snake. That's a horrible thing. Lashon nofel, lashon vatzel lomar, hagashmis, dahinu achilu, shtia, and yoni gashmis. Everything gashmis in the world, which comes from the nachash. Tzarech lahachnis hakol kedusha. We have to bring it into kedusha. Shiyoch v'ishav kedusha, to eat and drink with kedusha. Obviously, this is one of the main themes of the Noam of the Melech. The physicality should be tahor v'achshuv tahor. Hakol l'man of dasi yisbarach. Everything should be v'Hashem yisbarach. M'zeu gor mashpos yisrael la'olam. That even the low things like the nechoshes, the nachash, that we have to bring into the kedusha. It's part of the big day kedusha. The nachash. So three aspects of kedusha that we have to bring into kedusha: the zav, which is the idea of hachna, going down, lowering ourselves; kesef, going mal and mal and yearning for. It's almost the opposite of zav if you think about it. It's not the opposite of zav, but it's all, like it's surface.
It's starting at the place like of zav. You take the idea of zav, you're at that low place, but then you take the idea of kesef and you start from that low place and you try to go higher.
Okay. And then you have Nechosha, which represents that everything physical in the world. We cannot reach Kedusha if our physical things are not Kaddish. V'zeu, Fasis Kira, and that's what it means. Make a cure. The cure davar mashpio merik mayim ha'adodim. The cure is something that gives out mayim, that pours out water. from its spouts. Tziva Hashem Yisbarach Shiyasa Kiyur Shiyigur Mashposa Yidei Nechoshes. And the Kiyur is dafka made out of Nechoshet, which represents physical. How are we going to be kaddish ourselves through the nechoshet, through the olam hanachash, through the gashmis? We're going to wash ourselves with water through the gashmis. How are we going to give Torah? This is the famous saying by Noam HaNoch. I must say it every time. He says that why do we eat after davening? Because malam bekodesh v'lo moridim. We go up in kedusha, we don't go down. V'chano nechoshes. Chano is the base. You have to make a basin for all the ashpos, the ashpili solai the agashmis. How did they make the cure? They took the mirrors of the women who made themselves look beautiful in Mitzrayim in order that their husbands would have relations with them. Because all the men were tired, you know. And the woman said, how is Am Yisrael going to exist if the men are not having relations? And they said, they made these mirrors. And then it was time for the Beis HaMikdash. They gave him the mirrors to make the kiur. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no way. It's too racy for me. The mirrors that you have relations with your husband, I'm going to put it like, I'm not hanging up the dirty laundry in the Beis HaMikdash. But Hashem said, no. Hachet tziva Hashem Yisbarach, lekavim them, take it from them. Because you mimali the kedush. What they were doing, they weren't doing it for their own taiva. They're doing it to move Am Yisrael on. Ki machma she taiva azu se dover ol kabel tuma. But when the sinner rabbi wrote b'nei adam nechshalim b'avon azeh. People mess up. And this is the worst taiva here. This sexual morality, this is where we all mess up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, we need that to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. We need that part of the kedusha because we can't ignore it. We can't ignore sexuality. We have to use it in the right way, and these women use it exactly in the right way. So for sure you should go in the Beis HaMikdash. Hanir v'dom alam she'in zechid klal v'enim dom yodim ar heichan advar megiim shepogim bechid zeh al pi arof chid shal hirur metav yosa ilu v'oim ma'isha ma'arz chalilu barurum lo tovim v'chein tziva Hashem Yisbarach shikavim hem כי השם יזבורך יודע מחשבה שכבון עושה אנשים ויסתכלו סוברמוס למען יבוטו מהם ויהורים מהאנשים אחרים. Why the woman here, he has a different shot than I ever thought of. Why do women want to make themselves look beautiful so their husband doesn't look to other women? So they don't have hurim. That's kadosh. Chayin tziva Hashem Yisbarach shikavu mehem. V'av shi b'gashmiz av mikol gashmiz. Even the gashmiz, the thickest gashmiz of all gashmiz, sexual matters. Gama zo tzorech lachmiz. That also has to be brought into Kedusha. That also, the nechoshes, not only the zav and the kesef, but also the nechoshes. That the physical matters that we do. This week I had my cousin's husband over. He's Persian, and we were about the bench, and I started taking off the dirty plates off the table. He's like, no, don't take off the plates. So I'm like, why? I want a bench when it's clean. So he's like, no. We have to, within the bones of the chicken and the gilgulim of all the neshamas, we have to bring them up now. They came to the table. And I said, I was making jokes about the gilgulim. You know, we're throwing out the bones. Like, this is gilgul of this. And I was making jokes. I shouldn't have made jokes. But then I was reading the Noam HaNoch, this piece, and I looked at Pnine, the Rav Tal's one, which happened to be this. He used this piece this time. Oh, usually, yeah. I don't do his pieces, so this is the piece. Mm-hmm. And he brings a story about Noam HaNoch also about. He was talking about the gilgulim that were in the food, that we have the opportunity to bring up the gilgulim in the food, or we have the, if we don't bring up the food and we don't eat food in the right way, the gilgulim come into us and weigh us down, because we didn't bring them up, so they just come inside of us and weigh us down. So I thought that was, and I read that like late Friday night. I was reading that, I'm like, ooh, and I was just making fun of the gilgulim in the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.